Church, say amen. Amen. Two things I'd like to do this morning is give an honor to God who's the head of my life, and to the congregation, to the my fellow preachers and the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to Reverend Allen, who has given me that introduction. I worked with him for many years. We work together and through good times and bad times. I think a lot of Reverend Allen and the work that he has done and his steadfastness. So I give praise for him. And of course, as others who have come, but I work with him, and so I think a lot of him. I think a lot of the choir who has sang gospel songs and who's given me the inspiration to preach, as he said, in my latter years, you know. And I praise the Lord for allowing me to stand behind this glorious pulpit and to preach his word, and to the congregation, to the visitors who is coming, to the virtue of those who look on Facebook and YouTube. I give you God's peace and God's glory. Let us pray. Now, God, we thank you for this time that we come. We don't take things for granted. I don't. I give you praise for the steadfastness and for the strength that you have given this servant. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. But this may be my last time. I don't know. I give you praise for somebody that might hear this glorious gospel who has been drenched in the blood of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. The cursed attack to the throne, to the cross, all our sins that he bore upon us, that we might have a chance to come into this place There's no other place that we'd rather be than the household of God, for this gateway to heaven. Lord, we praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. The church of God in Christ said, amen. 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 The scripture I have this morning, God gave it to me and I've been dealing with it for quite a while. It's from 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, 1 through 10 verses. And we have to, really to understand it, read the whole 3 chapters, 1 through 3, to get a good understanding of it. And so those of you who have your Bibles, and those you can look on the screen, can follow along as we read the 3rd chapter, 1 through 10 verses, and I'll be preaching from some of all the 3 verses in that manner. May we stand. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days, and there was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time when while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had become to grow so dim that he could not see, and for the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was and where Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." So he ran to Eli and said, "Here am I, for you called me." And he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." And he went and lied down. Then the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for you called me." He answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the 3rd time. So he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went down and lied down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called at the other time, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant hears." I want to speak very briefly this morning on the subject, God calls, a servant answers. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. I just want to take away from the Sunday school subject, God picked you. Oh, yes, he did. He picked you. You might not know it, but God picked you. If you have a calling, God picked you. The Bible talks about a certain man had 2 wives, one named Peninnah and one named Hannah. Now, Peninnah had children. Hannah did not have any children, and yet she prayed hard for a child, a male child. Peninnah sounds like a sister's name. Can I get a witness? Because back in the day, families had about 10 or 12 children. Oh, yes, it did. And beside Peninnah, they ran out of names. Y'all heard them before. Bo Diddley. Sally Gale. John Boy. Mary Jane. Puddin', Bebe, Biscuit, Junebug, and Georgia Belle. those were the names that they gave. You know, as far as stuff, I looked at Panana, and you know, every time that a husband looked at her, she had a child. And yet, Hannah did not have any children. And the Bible says that Eli had two wives, and I don't think God looked on that, y'all, as he gave him reason to have these two wives. I don't think he did, but yet he had two wives, but he loved Hannah the most. So anytime the Bible says he would go down to the and serve the Lord, he would give Hannah a double portion. And he said he loved Hannah. But I didn't see why he said he loved Penina. I think as I studied and wrestled with this scripture that the text talks about the calling. All of us know our calling to fulfill. I know I remember mine. I didn't want it at the time when God called me. Can I get a witness? But church, God gives us a privilege in prayer. Not only to ask for good things in particular, but to mention to him special things. Have you ever prayed for anything special? Have you ever stood in the need of something special? We must understand that we most need some things other than the things that we desire. Somebody say amen. Amen. But when we go to God in prayer, sometimes we want to give up when God does not answer us. I want you to watch this sermon very closely because I don't think it's on the children that Penina had or the way Hannah's second wife prayed hard. I don't think it's on that. But God had a special time for Hannah. He had a special time because in the house of the priest Eli, he had two sons. And they were wicked sons. They were wicked sons, and God did not like that. And so God is going to deal with this, but he's going to talk to Samuel when Samuel was a boy. Now, I don't know when he called those he called. Called me when I was about 35. Called me again at 40. Can I get a witness? I was on the house, the rooftop, on my job. And the Lord called me, and I thought the guys were playing with me. And so I went up on the roof, and I looked around, and he called my name. And I said, oh, somebody's trying to play with me. He called me three times. So I was kind of perturbed about it, kind of scared me the last time. So I talked to a pastor, and he said, if he calls you once, he'll call you again. And if you look at the scripture, how many times did he call Samuel? Four times, three or four times. And so he was told that when he calls you, if you're not sure, and I want this clear, if anybody in the house thinks they've been called, just ask the Lord. Here am I. Speak for your servant hears. Can I get a witness? I need a little help this morning as I preach this sermon because the word of God speaks to us, revealing the petition of a woman who loves the Lord. And one thing I like about Hannah, she prayed hard for a child. Also, although Penina made fun of her, the Bible says years, took years. If you read that first chapter and the first verses, It says he prayed for, it talked about years before he would grant her and open up her womb. And Hannah had more children than that, and Samuel. Can I get a witness? I need a little help this morning, because that Pentana would have had a whole lot of children, but Hannah couldn't have any. But who the Lord loves in a time when the people cried out for a king. They were crying out for a king in these times. Now her name was Hannah. It means because she prayed for a child. Amen, somebody. And my brothers and my sisters, God is going to build up the throne on her. Y'all had to pray with me this morning. Tears and vows. Amen. As she prayed hard for a child. And so, sometimes when we make vows, which are promises, we make the promises we make are hard to keep. And so the tears will come when we pray hard. And when the need does not come right away, can I get a witness? I don't know about you all, but sometimes I think God does not hear me. But Hannah was praying, and Eli thought that she was drunk. But she told him, I have not had any wine or strong drinks. Have you ever prayed and your mouth just moved, nobody hearing anything? I do it a lot of times when I pray. My mouth will move, but no sound will come. I will be praying from within, it comes outside. When I'm speaking to the Lord, as Hannah did, she wasn't drunk. She didn't have anything to drink. She was just calling on the Lord. She said, Lord, if you give me a son, I promise you that I will lend him. I don't know what she meant by that. Lend him back to you. I will not cut his hair, but I will give him back to you. When I thought about that lending, I didn't think she wanted to turn him loose. Can I get a witness this morning? Now, Eli, the high priest, there was trouble in his house. He had two wicked sons. And he thought she was drunk before the tabernacle in Shiloh. Amen? But her preconception of intoxication is null and void. Can I get a witness this morning, church? When he finds out her true anxiety is for a child, amen, and he blesses her, amen. The record states Samuel is born to Hannah, and she brings him to Eli to keep her word of her vow. Somebody say amen. And the Bible says a certain man, when he said a certain man, he's different from anybody else. He might have been more close to the Lord. He might have had some ways that people didn't understand. Can I get a witness this morning? He might have been other than anybody expected. He was a Levite, and his name was Elkanah. He was a warrior in the days of David. Can I get a witness? He had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. And I don't think, church, God approved of two wives. God showed his disapproval when Abraham took the maid Hagar and his second wife. In fact, the fact remains Ishmael, his son by Hagar, became the head of Arab nation. The Jews and Arabs don't agree to this day. Amen? And my brothers and my sisters, every time Elkanah looked at Peninnah, she had a child. And that's something going on there. But God closed her womb, and she had no children. And she wept bitterly. She cried bitterly. Amen? Matter of fact, the Bible says she would not eat. She just would bow her head and just cry. Her heart was broken. Anybody praying for me? Well, preacher, why did not God hear her cry? As well, when we cry out to him. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, the Lord says, in an acceptable time, I've heard you, and in the days of salvation, I've helped you. Amen? Glory to God. Don't get weary in well-doing. In due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. One thing about a church, you can't lose heart. Look around you, and you find out people have people problems. They don't tell you, but there's something wrong with every family. Can I get a witness? You got sickness in the home. You got sickness on the job. You got the sickness everywhere. But I got news for you. We got a God above who can solve all of our problems this morning. Can I get a witness? He can heal all our diseases. Can I get a witness? Church, because Elkanah had two wives, there was trouble in the camp. And it's a possibility that God is not blessing him at this time. I wish I had a witness. You know, I'm just curious about this thing. I don't hear preachers talk about homosexuality being exercised on the television. Two men kissing one another. That's a bad example to show our young people. Like they're having a family. Two men can't have a child. Can I get a witness this morning? Two women can't have children. Can I get a witness this morning? I don't know where they're coming from, but it's a curse against God's creation. Can I preach this thing this morning? I wish I had a witness this morning. In due time, God is going to come and settle it all. My brothers and my sisters, prayer is heart's ease to a gracious soul. Amen. When misery and pain comes our way, Dr. McGee put it this way, very interesting point of view. In the first chapter, in the third verse, Elkanah went to worship the Lord in sacrifice at Shiloh. And Eli had two evil sons, and they were there, and it was not at all presentable to the Lord. Amen? Amen. Matter of fact, as Dr. McGee clarifies, a dangerous place to be. Hophni and Phinehas were there, the sons of Eli. They were sons of Beli, the devil. Can I get a witness? And my brothers and my sisters, there are churches, as he explained, that can be a very dangerous place to be. Satan can come into your presence as an angel of light, just as he did in the upper room. He was not invited, but he was there. He was not in the church, but he's there sometimes. He's not in the workplace. He's not invited in the workplace, but he's there in the time. He was not invited in the White House, but he was there, as you can see. As we, as he intended, he entered into Judas and Carol. Amen, somebody. You better be careful how you entertain angels. You might be entertaining angels unaware. Y'all going to help me pray this morning. We got to give God some praise. He's worthy, ain't he? Tell your neighbors he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Saying to this congregation this morning, preacher, what is your point of view? What are you talking about? I'm glad you asked. I'm just trying to tell somebody how God called his servant. I'm trying to encourage somebody this morning. The faith and hope and patience of all servant believers in the Lord. Can I get a witness? And to bring notice and put an end to disobedience. Put an end to divisions of the church. To bear one another's burdens in the heat of the day. Amen. I don't know about you all. I've had some good times. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I looked around and I think things over, all my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road, and I'll ask the Lord, why so much pain? But he knows, what's best for me. More than this world you can ever be. And I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've been lied on. Thank you, Lord. I've been talked about. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. The Lord's been good to me. Yeah. So very good to me. Oh, than you of this world would ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good to me. He dried all my tears away. Turn my midnight into day. I thank you, Lord. Tell him to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tell him to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Hallelujah. 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 Church, I have discovered. I have discovered just as Hannah's expressions of have and have nots. I've been through that valley of have and have nots. Made her very unhappy. I was in an unhappy camp when I went through. But it brought my wife and I through many dangers, toils, and snares. Over 60 some odd years. I've been here 93, going on 94. And distraught, not being able to have a son as she had. I didn't have a lot of things. My wife didn't. I didn't have, the family didn't either. But she prayed hard to God, and I did too. But he promised her two things. That she would give him back to the Lord. And not cut his hair. Can I get a witness? The Bible says that she prayed, Eli, watch her mouth. Thought she was drunk. My brothers and my sisters, I know you have prayed that way. Your mouth moved, but nothing happened. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I was wrong, lost in sin, and Jesus took me in. Just a little talk with heaven filled my soul. Filled my heart with love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Just she just talked to the Lord. Speaking within herself. I do it all the time. Can I get a witness? Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible does not say how long a given time that she got pregnant. It's just she knew Hannah. He knew Hannah, his wife. I don't know well how well the newness was. Went on, but I know that the Lord remembered her. Hallelujah. Anybody praying with me? Well, the Bible says then came to pass in due time. I like that, in due time. In the due time, I think God will come by. In due time, I think he'll come and bless this church. In due time, I think he'll come and solve all our problems. In due time, I think he'll come and heal our wounded, sin-sick soul. In due time, I think he'll come And when it comes, everything's going to be all right. Y'all believe that?
Yes.
She conceived, good God Almighty, and had a child. And she named him Samuel because I've asked for him. Glory to God. I'm just about finished. I want to give praise to God this morning in his calling. I want to encourage somebody this morning. If the Lord call you, say, here am I, send me. She didn't make a lot of noise. If the young folks say, she didn't even bust a move. But she nursed him and she weaned him. A whole lot of us need weaning this morning. Can I get a witness? She said, I prayed and the Lord heard my prayer. Have the Lord ever gave you your blessings? Did he ever hear your prayer? If he did, say amen. If he did, give him some praise. Therefore, I'm going to lend him to you. I don't know how long the lendness was, but she gave him back to the Lord. She presented her child to the Lord with a grateful heart and thanksgiving. All of our gifts to him were first. His gift to us, amen. Amen. Somebody, I got to close now. May I preach to you this morning about the Lord calling to all of his children?
Yes, sir.
Jesus is tenderly calling today. Calling today. Calling today.
Yes, sir.
Why from the sunshine of love will not roam? Father and falling away. Calling today, calling today. Jesus is tenderly calling today. Do y'all remember this? Anybody here remember this? Man used to sing this song. Lord, I keep so busy praising my Savior. Keep so busy praising my Savior. Keep so busy praising my Savior. Ain't got time to die. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Lord, I keep so busy praising for my Savior, keep so busy praying for my Savior. Keep so busy praying for my Savior. Ain't got time to die. I keep Jesus praying my Savior. Keep so busy praying for my Savior. Keep so busy praying for my Savior. Ain't got time to die. Samuel means God hears. He was a prophet, son of Elkanah and Hannah. She wanted a child. Some women in this world don't want your children, and they prefer abortion. If a child is conceived, they should be able to take care of them. Amen?
Amen.
My brothers and my sisters, some people trying to get away from the fruit of the sins. Amen?
Amen?
And we need to understand the gospel. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, he shall also reap it. Amen?
Amen.
Hannah lived in a day when she wanted a son. Dedicated to the Lord, amen. And her cry, God built as a kingdom, amen. The Lord called Samuel when he was a boy, and didn't let none of his word fall to the ground. The Bible said that the Lord called Samuel while he was lying down. Church, he'll do that sometimes. Can I get a witness? He'll call you when you in your slum, in your sleep. Can I get a witness? He called Samuel, and Samuel answered, here am I. But he thought Eli called him. This happened second and the third time. The Bible says he did not know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord revealed to him. Amen? Amen. Eli told him after the third time. Next time he called, said, the Lord speaks, I hear you, Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Samuel. In a judgmental way, can I get a witness? I'm just about finished this morning. Got to close this thing out this morning. But I just want to encourage somebody about the prophet of the Lord, that anointed one as the Lord has called his servant. I don't want to let somebody know that When the Lord calls you, he equips you. I want to let somebody know that the Lord will tear your building down if you don't obey him and serve the Lord. He called Samuel when he was a child. This world needs to understand that the Lord is still in charge. I want to let the world know that he said, I called my son as I close this morning. The Lord does a whole lot of calling. The Lord called me as I sat on the rooftop. He called Samuel when he was a child. Amen. Jesus called his 12 disciples. Turned the world upside down.
Yes, he did.
The gospel. Lord called Gideon as Israel's next judge. Amen. Glory to God. Last but not least, the Lord of hosts said, I call my son out of Egypt. I call him out of Egypt. And I called him, and he turned this world upside down.
Yes,
and he was anointed Messiah of God, the truth and the life. In him, our sinners rush beneath the flood and lose all the guilt and shame. Like you and I are transformed and made whole. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was crucified for you and me, made sin because he set me free. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for his peace was on his shoulder.
Yes.
And by his stripes, we are healed. I want to praise the Lord this morning. I want to give him all the glory this morning. He is worthy to be praised this morning. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. His mercy is true to all generations.